In about 100 days, Birmingham hosts the World Games. It's an international competition for non-Olympic sports. Some are more well-known, such as flag football or bowling. Others you've probably never heard of. All this week, we'll be reporting on different aspects of the World Games, and today we start with one of those more obscure sports, korfball. It was created in the Netherlands, but as WBHM's Kyra Miles found out, the sport has some interesting ties to Birmingham.
If you've never heard of korfball, you might be asking,
is that a real sport?
It's a question Carl Jurger gets frequently. He's the president of the United States Korfball Federation.
There was a level of silliness because it does kind of sound like a goofy name. It's like, what the heck is this?
It's spelled K-O-R-F ball, and it means basket in Dutch. A school teacher in the Netherlands created the game, and it's kind of like a mix between basketball and lacrosse. Players pass the ball with their hands, but can't dribble. They score points by tossing the ball into a goal on an 11.5-foot tall post that doesn't have a backboard. Oh, and the Netherlands dominates.
If you're going to be gambling on the World Games, bet on the Netherlands and korfball.
There's been a U.S. Korfball Federation since 1978, but Jurger says it's hard to recruit players.
One of the challenges we have in the United States about korfball is, how do you get people to play a sport that they've never heard of, that they can't really play against, where getting the equipment is hard?
That's why the USKF donated 10 korfball sets to Birmingham City Schools almost 5 years ago, as a way to get more kids interested in korfball.
Let's go!
And it worked. The kids love it.
It's fun.
It's exciting.
At Glen Iris Elementary School, PE teacher Sharon Smith encourages kids to play korfball during recess.
You know, like we do soccer, we do a volleyball unit, we do tennis unit. We've just added korfball to that unit as well.
Korfball was designed to be an accessible game for everyone. It's co-ed, but boys can't dominate the court. It's four men and four women on a team working together. And height isn't an advantage when you're shooting into an 11.5-foot goal. It's all about skill, agility, and teamwork. Smith says korfball is a household name in Birmingham City Schools, so much so that Coach Carol Roden at WJ Christian School was going to be the coach of the U.S. korfball team homegrown right here in Birmingham.
Yes, I was fired up because it was an opportunity to represent the USA, quite honestly. And I love the fact when you have inclusion and everybody is included, one player can't dominate the game and it forces them to play as a team. And I fell in love with the game.
Roden was ready to fly a team out to the Netherlands to train. But with so many new players, they just weren't able to qualify for the World Games. They would have had to be top eight in the world. But that doesn't stop the korfball greats from keeping hope alive that the U.S. will have a place in korfball championships again, like they did in the 1985 World Games in London.
For these World Games, six nations have entered, and we're going to start with the opening match. It's between the United States and the favorites and world champions, Holland.
Chris Frederick is a professor at Pace University in New York, and he's also a member of the bronze medal winning U.S. korfball team from the 1985 World Games, the first and only time the U.S. has ever medaled in korfball.
And I still get emotional about it because for a little kid originally from projects in New York City to growing up in the inner city in Pittsburgh, to have a chance to do this and to win a bronze medal was unbelievable.
Frederick was later chosen for the All-World All-Star team in 1987 at the International Korfball Federation World Championships in Holland. He's planning a reunion at this year's World Games for all his old teammates. He also hopes it inspires a new generation of American korfball players.
I mean, I hope that there's some renewed interest after the World Games Birmingham. And I'm sure that all of us old-timers would love to see korfball, you know, revived because it did so much for us and it was such an integral part of our lives.
Birmingham City Schools plans to continue teaching students korfball. The U.S. Korfball Federation will host demo games during the World Games for anyone who wants to give korfball a shot. Kyra Miles, WBHM.